gotta bump that rage. Gotta bump that rage. I was looking at that VH1 Hip Hop Honors. They should have let rage bust. They should have let rage bust on that one. How they gonna have rage on the stage and not let her bust this? Anyway, y'all, what's going on, man? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Ready to chop up game as we always do. We're live. Shout out to everybody in the Ustream chat room. The phone number to call in is 818-850-5404. That is the number. We're going to take one of those real quick commercial breaks. And when we get back, we'll be right here on some game.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
Did you know that there's over 120 black-owned hotels all across the United States, as well as other black-owned businesses that a lot of people may or may not know about? That's why you need to check out the brand new app called BobSpotter. Now, BobSpotter is the premier mobile app for locating black-owned businesses all around the United States. The BobSpotter mobile app is available for free download in Google Play and in the Apple App Store as well. Also, check out BobSpotter.com. BobSpotter is basically Yelp in black. Again, check out BobSpotter.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
Back by popular demand, it's the lecture tour everyone is talking about. Join New York Times best-selling author and critically acclaimed producer of the number one documentary in the world, Hitting Colors 4, Tariq Nasheed. Tariq Nasheed, live on the More Us Summer Lecture Tour. Coming to Boston, Friday, July 15th at the Strand Theater. Coming to Milwaukee, Saturday, July 23rd at the Helene Zelazo Center for the Performing Arts. Coming to Chicago, Sunday, July 24th at the Venom Theater. Coming to Atlanta, Thursday, July 28th at the Rich Theater Woodruff Arts Center. Coming to Cleveland, Saturday, July 30th at the Cuyahoga Community College. Coming to Phoenix, Saturday, August 6th at the El Zaraba Shrine Auditorium. This is one lecture tour you don't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.tariqlive.com. That's www.tariqlive.com. Once again, www.tariqlive.com. Make your plans now and buy your tickets today.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You're going to hell, Shonda. Hey, cause you're a hoe.
Oh, 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 I gotta let that rock, gotta let that rock, let that rock, let that rock, let that shit do what it's about. All right, I've been on my female hip-hop shit, man. I was watching the Hip Hop Honors the other day on VH1, and the show could have been so much better. It was very sloppily produced. And I'm looking at it from a producer's standpoint. It was so, oh, God, it was so all over the place. And they had so many good female rappers there that were underutilized. I don't know. They really dropped the ball, man. They could have really flipped that show and really honored females in hip hop like they should have, man. They could have really did something fly. They had Rage up there. They didn't let Rage catch wreck. They didn't let the Brat catch wreck. I mean, the MC Light was there. They didn't let her really get it in like she's supposed to. They could have really, really did something with that, man. For those who didn't see it, they had the VH1 Hip Hop Honors, and it was a female theme. They honored all females. They honored Lil' Kim. They honored Queen Latifah. They honored Missy Elliott. They honored Salt-N-Pepa, which was good. That was cool.
everything kind of seemed like it was thrown together last minute. A lot of the shit looked like it was under rehearsed. It was just kind of sloppily thrown together. And when people were giving speeches, there were these long, incoherent, drawn-out speeches. I mean, it could have just been so much tighter. And then they start having fashion shows in the middle of the set. So I'm like, wait a minute, come on, man. Then they had Amber Rose come out, and Amber Rose has the personality of a goddamn sweet potato. I mean, just no personality. Good-looking chick, zero personality. So they brought her out there. She did like a little whack, three-second rhyme of let's talk about sex. It was just very thrown in, and it was like, and I know my man Ed Lover, he criticized that. That's if you're going to honor the culture, respect the culture. Show some respect for the culture. They had Lil' Kim perform, and she did a set with Rich Homie Quan. He was supposed to do Biggie's part. He came out with the little Baby Gap Coogi sweater on. He forgot the words. I'm like, this is just a clusterfuck. He was supposed to do Biggie's spot, forgot the goddamn words. I'm like, y'all didn't go through a rehearsal with this dude. Oh my God, it was so all over the place. Y'all gotta respect the culture. If you're gonna honor the culture, respect the culture. And I love Lil' Kim. I love Lil' Kim to death. She's a cancer like me. But they had she was out there, you know, Puffy came out, and it just became this long, drawn-out thing. Nobody knew what to say. Oh, I love you. I love you, too. Oh, I love you so much. Oh, I love you, too. It was, I love you for 5 fucking minutes. And Lil' Kim, I love Lil' Kim. Y'all got to, her people, y'all got to stop her with the whole leotard, sexy clothes shit. That's not happening no more. Sometimes y'all got to know when to just kind of move on to another level. You throwing on the leotards and trying to do the sex kitten thing. Sometimes people got to know when that ain't popping no more. And I'm saying this with all due respect. You're like Salt and Pepper. You know, Salt and Pepper, they're older women. They know the deal. You know, I think Pepper or Salt is married. So when you're older, you know, you can't come out there with the booty shorts and the twerking and all that. You know, you kind of got to dress up a little bit more, be a little bit more in your fashion game. You can't really sell sex if it ain't there no more. And I'm saying this with all due respect because Lil' Kim, she just looked very uncomfortable. You know, the big belt trying to hide her stomach, and she's trying to hop around and dance around. Come on, man. If y'all want somebody to be a legend, you got to treat them like a legend and let them graduate accordingly to their age and their career. Let them go to legend status without them trying to pop it and twerk it when that ain't them no more. I know a lot of these people, they're trying to compete with Nicki Minaj, and no, you can't do that. Just like dudes be doing it too. Just like certain dudes, you know, they're a little older, be trying to take their shirt off and their clothes off, like KC from Jodeci. I always get on KC. Like, KC likes to whip that shirt off like it's 1994. It ain't 94 no more. Put your shirt back on, player. Or you look like somebody's drunk uncle who needs to come over and fix the goddamn transmission in the Buick. But you gotta know how to graduate, be sexy but not sex kittenish. You can't do the whole sex kitten thing. I think Lil' Kim is a little bit past that. I think Kim is a little bit past that. She kind of has to flip her flavor a little bit with those leotards. Nah, y'all got to stop putting Lil' Kim in that, man. She looks uncomfortable. You can see when somebody's clearly not comfortable, and you can feel her energy is just not comfortable doing that. My goodness. Let me see. We got a lot of folks calling. There's a lot of stuff I want to talk about tonight. Let me see who we got on the phone. Hold on 1 second. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? All right. Well, let's try it again. All right. Let's try somebody else. This nigga, his prepaid minutes ran out right when he was calling. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the hotline number. Also, let me ask y'all this. I want to talk to my black business owners, all my business people, because I asked this on Twitter earlier, and sometimes I got to be very careful because I get a bunch of people just answering just for the sake of goddamn answering. I need an alternative merchant account other than PayPal. PayPal is on that bullshit. PayPal is very easy to use, but PayPal has this thing where they can arbitrarily just kind of freeze your paper up for whatever reason. So they kind of freeze up some paper. You know, when you start getting some real paper coming through, they can just up and decide to just freeze your shit and hold it for a few months. So I'm not trying to rock with that. I want to get an alternative that's as user-friendly as PayPal, but you ain't got to deal with that bullshit. So where my black business owners? I want y'all to email me, man. My email is kflex4life, kflex4life@yahoo.com. Somebody said, I'm looking in the chat room, a few people said Google Wallet. Do you need an Android for that? Can you use your iPhone and a regular Mac and a regular computer? Because I've had a few people say Google Wallet. That might be an option. I can try that out. I just want to know if it's friendly to Mac, PC, iPhone, and everything else. Somebody said, why don't I make one? I can, but I'm talking about something now. That's why I need business owners. I need somebody who can give me some recommendations now. I can't wait to 5 or 6 months for me to build something. I need something now until I build something. So I don't need pep talks. I need some solutions that's practical now. And again, y'all email me. Only business owners. I don't need people with that shit. Well, you can build one. I don't need that. I'm talking about people who are in business now who I can get my shit transferred now. Somebody said Square something, Cash App. Give me the pros and cons of this stuff. There's one called Venmo, but that's connected with PayPal, and I don't want to do shit with them. And again, my email is kflex4life@yahoo.com. kflex4life@yahoo.com. Because the thing is, man, when you start getting your paper up, man, you know, they start kind of messing with your money a little bit. That's why you kind of have to spread your paper out and diversify your portfolio and not have all your chips in one spot. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq.
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Oh, this is David from Vermont.
David from Vermont. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, yeah, I just had a couple questions. Hey, first, I just want to, you know, pay homage to you. I just want to appreciate you for opening my eyes to how real the situation is in our country, and you know, white supremacy being against the people of color.
Yeah,
I just want to thank you.
Respect.
All right.
That's
first
it.
Question I have two questions. Huh?
Go ahead with the first one. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. Do you advocate African Americans leaving this country, and is it worth the risk to stay and build? And I say that because, you know, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Marcus Garvey, they sabotage this business every time. Black people try to build something for themselves. They here in this country, they sabotage it. So do you advocate us leaving or staying?
Well, that's the thing. Well, unfortunately, and you know, in some cases I do advocate leaving because, you know, unfortunately we're in a global system of white supremacy.
Right.
It's
right.
Global. Not so there. There's really nowhere to go. But there's nowhere you can go because the white supremacists, they rule and dominate either directly or indirectly. You know, the best you can do is go where it's minimal. But then again, where are you going to go? Because a lot of people I hear say, well, you need to go to Africa. Now, where in Africa are you going to go to get away from white supremacy where they haven't dominated or decimated? Because, like, I was just in Africa, South Africa, that's worse than over here. They got all the black folks funneled into concentration camps called townships. And some of the other parts of Africa, you know, they got trade sanctions initiated by the white supremacists. You have some of the underdeveloped countries that's been decimated by the white supremacists. So where in Africa do you go? You understand? So
yeah.
A lot of us, man, unfortunately, we got to deal with the white supremacists right where we are. And again, you know, if you got the chips, there's certain places you can go to kind of minimize, you know, the direct effect of it. But, you know, you're going to be living in a place without the same amenities. So you got to kind of downgrade your lifestyle to a certain degree. But like, look at Europe. You can't really go to Europe like that because, you know, they're talking about the Brexit and all that stuff. So their white supremacy globally is consolidating and tightening up. So, you know, what we have to do as melanoid people, wherever we are, we got to get that code. And again, I'm not an advocate for not moving, because sometimes I think it is a good move to bounce sometimes if the shit gets too hot and if you got the chips to do it. But you got to, you know, it's a hell of a major life change. So
yeah.
you dig? So that's some shit that we got to do a whole show on and discuss, man. But thank you for the call, brother.
All right.
Thank you.
I had another question.
Oh, go ahead, real quick.
Okay. And, you know, because, you know, what you were saying, I mean, it rung true for Muammar Gaddafi, because he was trying to build a self-independent, a country independent from white supremacy, the white supremacy system, and they just went in there and took him out. But so at what point does a nation or a person become a legitimate threat worth exterminating for white supremacists?
Well, a lot of times when you are trying to be independent of white supremacy, that makes you a target. And when you get the white supremacists up off your back, you know, that kind of makes you a target. Just like our brother Mugabe, you know, they labeling him as a human rights violator and all that because he took his land back from the white supremacists who stole the land from his people. So, you know, you just got to really have a code with other black people and not... listen to the white supremacists tell you who to be outraged about, who not to like, and what to be sad or sorrowful for, or remorseful for, or who to be angry at. Because that's the thing. We let the white supremacists tell us what black folks to like, what black folks to be mad at, who to feel sorry for, and the whole nine. So we got to start being global so we can make those decisions on our own. But thanks for the call, fam. And that ties into today's show, family. You know, we got these executions going on around the country by race soldiers posing as cops. We do not have a police problem. We have a problem with race soldiers posing as cops. That's the problem we have. And as we know, there have been suspected white supremacist race soldiers who have executed a few black men within the last couple of weeks, just straight up executing. And there's video proving that these people were executed and they were innocent. Innocent black people executed by race soldiers out here all around the country. And the thing is, nobody's arresting these race soldiers. These race soldiers are completely protected. The race soldiers are protected. Nobody's arresting them. Now, because so many black people around the country got frustrated, there was a situation where allegedly, and I'm going to say allegedly because there's still a lot of misinformation out there, but there was a black man down in Dallas who allegedly engaged in what's called maximum emergency compensatory action. Meaning that the system of white supremacy became so unbearable for him and he could not get any help. He could not get any relief from being in a system of terrorism called white supremacy, where he decided to take out one or more suspected racists. And that's called maximum emergency compensatory action. That's based off some knowledge that was in Neely Fuller's book, The Compensatory Code Concept, the Independent United Compensatory Code. Now, this book was written in the 1980s, actually it was written in the 1960s and 70s, and it was published in the 80s, around 1984. And Neely Fuller talked about this. Now, this guy in Dallas, Micah Johnson, he killed, I think, 5 people. He wounded 14, something like that. One of the officers that he killed just happened to be a white supremacist suspect. There's a lot of evidence pointing that this guy was an open white nationalist. So that now that these white people were killed in retaliation of all of the the white supremacist executions that's going on, the media and people in the dominant society, they have flipped and framed the narrative to make white police officers the victims now. And black people fell for that. Black people have fallen for it. Now that not only in Dallas was this cop target, or were these cops targeted, but there's other police officers or suspected race soldiers posing as police officers being shot at and shot around the country. Some people say as a retaliation to all of the brutal white supremacist executions. People don't know what to do. The system of white supremacy has given a green light for people to execute black folks. So a lot of black people around the country, they've been begging for justice. We've been begging the court system. We've been begging the so-called judicial system. We've been begging the mayors, begging the governors, begging the president, begging the Supreme Court. We're just begging for justice and we're not getting it. So a lot of black people feel hopeless and they say, well, fuck it. If we're going to go out, let me take some people with me. People are desperate now because of white supremacy. And you always have to put that in context. But what happened, the white supremacists, they've conned Negroes. And the conning didn't have to, they didn't have to work that hard to con you. They've conned black folks into feeling sorry for police officers out here. So now you have a kumbaya, C-O-O-N-baya fest with all these black folks around the country going around hugging and kissing cops and praying for police officers. Black folks out here raising money for police officers. And that is asinine. That is utterly ridiculous. That is slavish and coonish. You got black folks all around the country just buck dancing it up. They feel if we hug it, we're going to hug the hate out of the suspected white supremacists. We're just going to hug you and just love your little faces to death so you can stop harming us. Now black folks are going around, well, violence don't solve anything. The white supremacists are telling black folks to go around talking about violence don't solve anything. But nobody's saying that to the race soldiers killing us. While black folks are doing all this hugging, sucking, kissing, singing, kumbaya, these white supremacists aren't letting up. You just had the governor of North Carolina a couple of days ago sign a law stating that body cam video from police officers, the public won't have access to it. While all these Negroes around here on the kumbaya celebration, these white supremacists are tightening up their noose. But y'all out here hugging and kissing and singing, just like the dumb Negroes you are, the white supremacists sit back in back rooms and just laugh at how dumb we collectively carry ourselves. All this hugging and kissing, meeting up with police, that ain't the issue. All this whole narrative about letting the police know how nice we are, we've let the media frame this into a whole thing about lack of communication between police and black folks. That's a bunch of bullshit. They're talking about, and I see white people on TV, now that white people are getting shot at, you got white people on TV talking about, well, you know, we just all got to come together. You know, we got two wrongs don't make a right. You know, we got to stop all this violence, you know. All lives matter, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. An eye for an eye leaves everybody blind. I mean, Dr. King wouldn't want this. While they're doing all that talk, nobody's talking about arresting these race soldiers that are executing people. Have you noticed that? Everybody's stepping to black folks telling us to not be violent. Oh, stop your little violent Negro ways and just reach out and love somebody. But nobody is saying anything about the police officers or the race soldiers posing as police officers, because they're not really police officers, that are executing us. The white supremacists remain silent on that. There was a football player, Isaiah Crowley, I think that's his name. Isaiah Crowley put up a picture. There's a meme going around. It's a cartoon meme of a person in a dark cloak. You can't see what race he is or whatever, but he's in a dark cloak, and he has a knife stabbing the neck of a white race soldier posing as an officer. So that's a popular meme that's going around, and one of these NFL players posted that on his page, and the white supremacists are making him bow down. They made him apologize. These white supremacists, they are going after the NFL. They have made him give one of his paychecks up to the families in Dallas. The white supremacists came out the woodworks on him. Oh, you racist. Oh, you racist. Look, you need to apologize. You need to give some money. Apologize. Apology ain't enough. You need to. They're really trying to get him fired. They're trying to get him taken off the NFL. They're just going to make him bow down and crawl as long as they can. They're going to do the Mike Vick thing to him. You know, just the never-ending groveling. They want Mike Vick to grovel for years. And all of these people complaining about him, I say, look, it's so ironic that all of this outrage over a picture of somebody getting killed, but no outrage for somebody who's out here actually killing people. Where's all of your racist, white supremacist outrage over the race soldiers who's actually exterminating people? If anybody, if you see any of your Facebook buddies or friends upset about that football player posting a picture up of somebody getting killed, but they are not outraged about all of these race soldiers killing people, they themselves are white supremacists. We got to really understand the white supremacist game here. Black folks think just because some people who are white are being nice to you, they're not white supremacists. Dude, we live in a complete system of white supremacy. Let me get some of these calls. The phone lines are lighting up. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Kim.
What's up, Kim? You're a dude, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Is Kim short for something?
Oh, no. That's my first name is Timothy.
Oh, it's Tim.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you said Kim, like Lil' Kim.
Oh, nah.
Okay, I'm like, damn, nigga. All right, what's up? What's going on with you?
What's today's topic?
Oh, God. Get this nigga off here. Y'all know good and well, I've been doing podcasts for, this will be 10 years this year. In August, it will be 10 years. I've been doing podcasts for 10 years. Y'all know better than to ask me to call up while the show is live talking about what's the damn topic. I've been saying that or what not to do since 06. Now, y'all know better than that. Don't mess up the flow of the show. Y'all know better than that. Let me get one more call here. What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, man, what's up?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm a big fan, yo.
All right, where you calling from?
Damn. New York.
All right, what's your name, man?
Jonathan Smith.
Jonathan. New York. Jonathan, have you smoked something today, brother?
Nah, man.
Get out of here, you damn nigga!
All right, I can't do it today, y'all. Something, I know it's the middle of the month. That good weed ain't come in yet. I know. It's always, you know, usually the middle of the month when the dirt weed and the bad narcotics is out there in the streets. So niggas be tweaking. You can hear it in their voices when they call the show. They just tweaking, confused, because they didn't get the good shit yet. I know. Just call on the first, nigga. I'm going to just chill out on the calls for a minute. By the way, I'm going to be in Boston Friday. I'm doing a lecture in Boston. And, oh, yeah, I'm going to be in Atlanta. I'm going to be in Chicago. When is the dates? Let me play the commercial real quick so you guys will know the dates, so I don't have to read the dates off again. Hold on.
Back by popular demand, it's the lecture tour everyone is talking about. Join New York Times best-selling author and critically acclaimed producer of the number one documentary in the world, Hidden Colors 4, Tariq Nasheed. Tariq Nasheed, live on the More Us Summer Lecture Tour. Coming to Boston, Friday, July 15th at the Strand Theater. Coming to Milwaukee, Saturday, July 23rd at the Helene Zelazo Center for the Performing Arts. Coming to Chicago, Sunday, July 24th at the Venom Theater. Coming to Atlanta, Thursday, July 28th at the Rich Theater Woodruff Arts Center. Coming to Cleveland, Saturday, July 30th at the Cuyahoga Community College. Coming to Phoenix, Saturday, August 6th at the El Zaraba Shrine Auditorium. This is one lecture tour you don't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.tariqlive.com. That's www.tariqlive.com.
There you go. That's it right there. So hope y'all got all those dates. I'll be in Atlanta on the 28th. At the Rich Theater. I think tickets go on sale tomorrow. I'm waiting on the theater to send me the link for the tickets. But tickets for Chicago, I'm going to be in Chicago Sunday, the 24th, which is, I think, next week. And I'll be in Milwaukee on the 23rd. So you guys, y'all got to come on through. Go to TariqLive.com, TariqLive.com. But with all of these black folks out here yucking it up and cooning it up, that's not going to save you from dealing with these race soldiers, because the problem is not lack of communication with so-called police officers. The problem is you have race soldiers posing as cops who are able to kill us with impunity. That is the problem. And they're targeting us. It ain't like they have a lack of communication. They don't know us. They just got to get to know us better. They're afraid of us. Let's stop that afraid of us shit. They're not afraid of us. These race soldiers are targeting us. There have been memos from the FBI for years coming out saying that white supremacist groups have infiltrated law enforcement. They have joined law enforcement for the sole purpose of killing us with impunity. And nobody's doing anything about it. That's where we have to put our heads together. All of this praying for the cops, that's not going to help us. That's that slave shit where we said, okay, we just going to pray for Massa a little harder and he'll stop abusing us. That never works. That didn't work then and it didn't work now. We got to start having codes and we got to start talking about some tangible strategies. When y'all come join me in Boston this week, we're going to talk about exactly what to do. When y'all join me in Atlanta and Chicago and Milwaukee and Cleveland, we're going to talk about specifically what to do. Because this praying ain't it. The whole kumbaya thing ain't it. And a lot of black folks, unfortunately, when the shit gets hot with white supremacy, black folks either step up or coon out. And we got a lot of black folks out here cooning out. I saw that somebody in the chat room was talking about this one dude out here passing out hugs. And some of the stuff online, Charles Barkley, I heard he was doing an interview cooning it up. He's cooning it up. All these black celebrities are starting to coon it up. And there's one video that people keep sending me. I've had about 20 people send me this video. You know what? I'm going to play the video now for the first time. I have not heard this video. It's a video of some random dude, and I know it's coonish because a lot of the white supremacist websites and the suspected white supremacists, they have made this thing go viral. Alex Jones posted it up on his site, his suspected white supremacist ass. So if the white supremacists like this, I know it's extra coonish. And I think it's been on World Star. And I've deliberately not watched the video because the first 2 seconds of the video is a dude biting into a piece of chicken. The first 2 seconds of this video is a nigga with his eyes bugged out. And he's biting into a piece of chicken. I stopped it right there. I have not watched the video. I have not watched the video, but I'm going to play it now. Somebody said they got over 10 million views. Let me play it now. I'm about to watch it with it. That's why I need somebody with me to watch this, because I know it's going to be some stupid nigga shit. I already know. So let me play this video. Y'all will hear the audio, and I will. Okay, let me just prepare myself mentally to see this coonin'. All right, so this is some black man tells Black Lives Matter protesters to go to Africa. All right, here we go.
What's up, Facebook? So, I hear a lot of black people on Facebook talking about they want to move to Africa. Well, move your ass to Africa. I ain't going with you. Fuck that. I'll buy your passport.
Okay, let me stop right there. Already, this nigga's twisting his head. He's like sassy and moist acting already. Okay, he's already smacking on some chicken, eyes bugging. He's rolling his neck like a little hood rat chick. Okay.
Because you know what? People in Africa don't even like blacks in America, so I don't even know why y'all even want to go there.
Okay. That's a lie. That's a lie that the white supremacists like to promote. I can already go down the list. He's reading off the list of old school white supremacist bullshit lies. And he's a go there. So he must be from like St. Louis or Louisville somewhere. That go there. He must be from St. Louis or Louisville somewhere. Louisville, Kentucky somewhere.
And you ain't even from there. You was born here in the U.S. So... And then a lot of people that want to go back, they use government assistance. Well, I hate to break the news, but in Africa, you ain't getting food stamps. You ain't getting no child support check. Why you think Obama's daddy went back to Africa? Because he didn't have to pay child support. You ain't getting no housing, no Section 8. Shit, you're going to live in a damn hut.
Okay. What he's doing, he's deliberately, you know, he's deliberately putting extras on his cooning. You know, this nigga, he knows he's a coon. He knows he's a coon. He's putting extras on it because he knows that this is what white supremacists like to hear. So he's really putting extras on his cooning.
Half y'all Negroes are scared of dogs. So I want to know why you want to move to Africa. And you're scared of dogs. And then half of y'all need health insurance. Well, I hate to break the news, but in Africa, you ain't getting no damn health insurance because they got flies that'll kill your ass. They're not paying for that shit. I guarantee you that. So,
God, he's a moist little fucking attention whore. I almost don't want to go on with this. He's just trying to do shit for attention. He's like a little moist, has the little dick sucking lisp.
Dogs, the dogs out there are, and flies.
Yeah, he's with that. He's just a little moist attention whoring coon.
Let me know how Farrakhan treats y'all ass. And you know what? Don't worry about police brutality, whatever you call it, because they don't even got police in Africa. Okay. You get shot, you just get shot, okay? Your husband knocked you upside the damn head, you just get knocked upside the head. And half y'all like to sue motherfuckers for every damn thing. So you get in a car wreck, guess what? They ain't got lawyers. They ain't even got no damn constitution. Ain't no such thing as rights in Africa. You ain't got no rights. So take your ass.
Okay, that's enough. I'm done. That's it for me. All right, that's enough for me. I'm not playing the rest of this coon nigga shit. All right, there you go. So y'all can stop sending me that. That's the very reason I really didn't want to see it. That's one of the reasons why I really didn't want to look at the video. It's nothing but a stupid ass nigga being goofy and moist for attention. And people were sending me this like it was some real heavy shit.
that's why I don't like niggas sending me like videos of known coons. People like, hey man, this coon here says something about you. I don't give a shit. And this is another thing. There's a lot of little coon moist niggas who make little videos about me all the time, and they do it so that I can, basically they want attention from me. And I deliberately don't watch their videos. I go out of my way to not watch it because I know that's all they want is for me to give them attention. So me watching it is giving them attention, even if they don't know I'm watching it, which I don't. All you moist niggas who make little goofy crybaby videos about me, I promise you I don't listen to you niggas. I go out of my way to not listen to you because we have, in the system of white supremacy, the system has created a bunch of bitch niggas. Niggas raised by single mothers. That nigga right there was with the hood rat lisp. He's twerking his head back and forth. You got a bunch of feminized, emotional niggas, crybaby ass niggas that sit up whining about other men, other bullshit, and don't do anything, don't build nothing. They long for white approval. That's the holy grail for them. And attention is more important than money or anything else. And that's the thing. There's too much attention whoring going on, even with a lot of these protests out here. When people start gathering up around these cities for protests, and this is why I don't rock with a lot of them, because it turns into an attention whoring contest. When everybody gets together, there's no real agenda, no code of conduct. Somebody puts on some music, then everybody starts dancing, and then a twerk contest breaks out. And then when a white person show up, they show up, and now it's Jesus time. You get to hug some white people. We got to stop engaging in kumbaya behavior, inappropriate behavior, and start doing things that make sense and get on code. And stop acting like goddamn slaves all the time. That nigga who I just played, he sound like a plantation Sambo. If you were to go in a time machine, go back in time to that nigga's ancestors, whoever his great-great-great-great-grandfather was, his great-great-great-grandfather sounded just like him. His great-great-great-grandfather was somewhere on a plantation sucking a dick for an extra biscuit. Now fuck all that freedom. Fuck our freedom. The plantation is the business. We got to get on code, family. The kumbaya thing ain't going to work. Hugging the hate out the white supremacists don't work. You got to get in a position where you protect yourself from these race soldiers. The reality is, if you are classified as black, unfortunately, people who are classified as white, and particularly race soldiers posing as police officers, they have a green light to murder you with impunity. And at this moment, you don't know what to do about it. So everything we need to be doing right now is to be focused on strategies to punish and reprimand race soldiers from harming us so it will deter the next one. Hugging these motherfuckers out here ain't going to help you. Making a good cop your white Jesus, that's not really helping, because there's this Officer Norman, I think that's his name, Tommy Norman. He's this cop out here, this white cop who goes into the black neighborhoods hugging the black kids and all that, and black people are just treating him like he's Jesus. That ain't the problem. I could care less about him. I don't care about a nice cop. The problem is, what if these motherfuckers are not nice? Then what do we do? I don't want to just sit around hoping that a cop is going to be nice. Hoping that he's nice enough to not harm me. We got to get off that bullshit, family. That's what we're doing now. We think we give him some, we're going to raise some money for this good cop over here. And we're going to sing and we're going to hug you. And we're going to say all lives matter. And hopefully you won't be mean to us. Fuck that. Because then we're giving them too much power. They already have power. We got to learn how to get power on our own. And you don't get that by trying to hug the hate away.
You can't love and hug and kiss the hate away. There are people out here who are hell-bent on targeting you and harming you, and they have a mechanism in these race soldier unions posing as police unions that's going to protect them. We need to come up with strategies to reprimand and punish them on our own. What we can do as melanoid people, not what we can beg them to do, because begging them to punish their own ain't working because they would have done it already. So we're going to have to come up with ways and strategies, and we're going to talk about that, I promise you. When y'all come see me in Boston, when y'all come see me in Atlanta, when y'all come see me in Chicago, when you come see me in Milwaukee, when you come see me in Cleveland, when you come see me in Phoenix, I want you to get your tickets now at TariqLive.com. I'm out of here, family. Y'all have a good night. Y'all have a good day. And I'm going to chop it up Sunday on Ustream.